You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Kate Lochte and Reverend Matthew Bradley.
Matt, thanks for coming today to talk about the Warming Center that is hosted by your church congregation, St. John's Episcopal.
Kate, thank you so much for the opportunity to come in and talk with you.
Let's get right to the fact of the matter of what the Warming Center needs to operate well from your point of view.
Sure. The Warming Center is a community ministry that is, though St. John's hosts the actual center, is really run primarily by volunteers from this community. We have a group right now of 8 churches that have come together and offer volunteers to help staff the Warming Center. And right now we have volunteers that will make sure the center remains open from January 4th through January 31st. So we've got that first month of the year taken care of. Our goal would be to have the Warming Center open for 2 months. So we would need coverage for 4 more weeks. So what we need primarily from the community are volunteers. Now, there are sort of 2 ways that people will volunteer at the Warming Center typically. One is they'll come in on their own. They'll call our contact number, which is, if you don't mind, our contact number for more information about the Warming Center is area code 270-753-1881. And that's the number for University Church of Christ, one of our partner churches. You can call them if you want to volunteer as an individual. And what that will do is we'll put your name on a list to help fill in if one of the churches or civic organizations that have taken a week find that there's a gap in their schedule.
Is that schedule? What are the jobs that a volunteer will do?
So there are 3 volunteer jobs, and no volunteer is ever at the Warming Center by themselves. We always like to have a partner with you. So basically each night is divided up into 3 shifts with 2 volunteers per shift. The first shift starts at 6 p.m., and volunteers there are what we call the welcome committee. They make sure that when
they're tucking people in.
Basically, right? We want people who come not to feel like they're being looked down on or being judged, but that they're being welcomed and given hospitality. And that's really sort of a driving force behind how we do this ministry. So a welcome shift volunteer would make sure that a guest would come in, would sign in on the sign-in sheet. If they were interested, the volunteer could give them a flyer that we have that lists other helping agencies in the community that an individual who's in need of shelter might find themselves in need of, such as Needline or the Housing Authority or the Family Resource Center contact information. Once they sort of get them welcomed, they'll help them find a cot and blankets, help this individual set up a cot, and then show them where our dinners are kept. We don't have a food service compliant kitchen. So we don't cook meals at St. John's. What we do is we provide frozen dinners and let people heat them up. So the welcome crew basically makes sure folks get checked in, get a place to stay, and get a hot meal. And then they're welcome to stay and sort of talk and learn a little bit more about the guests at the center.
How many guests capacity is the center?
So it's hosted in our parish halls. We've never, maxed out that capacity. I think over the past 5 years, the most guests we've had in a single night was 10, and that was due to an apartment fire. So typically, over the past 3 years, we've averaged between 2 and 3 guests a night. So it's not a particularly large number, but we have the facilities are utilized about 70% of the time that we're open.
Now, I don't want to get you off track.
Right.
So we had the welcome shift. Go from there, so I won't interrupt you again.
That's all right. So after the welcome shift starts at 6 and ends at 10:30, at which point they hand over to the overnight volunteers. Basically, your responsibility at that point is to be at the Warming Center. But there's no particular jobs. If you can sleep on a cot, you're welcome to sleep overnight.
Sure.
But this is often our hardest shift to fill because it means spending your night in a cot in my parish hall at St. John's. And that's not where most people typically like to sleep, but it's so important because that's the shift that lets us keep our guests there overnight. So we need 1 man and 1 woman to stay overnight for the overnight shift. It starts at 10:30 and it ends at 6 in the morning. At 6 in the morning, you hand off to the welcome crew or to the breakfast crew. And the breakfast crew helps the guests put up their cots. shows the guests where there are supplies for cold or hot cereal and fruit, milk, and juice for breakfast, and then takes folks over to use the shower facilities that we have. At 8 o'clock, the center closes, and guests are on their own for the rest of the day. We don't provide day shelter. And then we have the last 30 minutes of the shift for that breakfast crew are just sort of tidying things up. And if we're in need of more sheets for the cots or more towels and washcloths for the shower, the generosity of Boone's Cleaners here in town is what provides that. You know, the volunteers at that breakfast shift will take the dirty linens to Boone's and request clean linens. And Boone's, like I said, has been very generous and supportive of this ministry. And they provide all the linens and towels for us. And so they'll just give the breakfast shift volunteer the towels they need, and they bring them back and get things closed up for us.
Now, I'm assuming that you would not turn down an individual who stepped up and said, hey, I'll take this shift. But it's really easier administratively to have another entity, a group, a civic club, or another congregation say we're going to be responsible for week whatever.
Correct. Yes, sort of an ideal scenario would be that if an organization was able to take a full week or was able to take half of a week, and we could pair them with another organization that could take the other half of that week. That allows the organization who knows their volunteers really well to coordinate which volunteers are taking which shifts, to provide volunteers at later shifts with contact information for volunteers at previous shifts, and to make sure that all of the gaps are filled in terms of making sure we have coverage for each night. With six volunteers per night and seven nights a week, that's 42 slots per week. Which, if there are people you know and know how to get in contact with, that's a pretty manageable task for 1 week. But it can be really challenging if we've got one volunteer here, one volunteer there, and we're trying to fill all these slots.
And you're looking at February.
Yes. So the first night we're lacking coverage is February 1st, we would like to get that whole month of February covered. So we would need either four organizations that would be willing to take a full week, or you know, a combination of organizations or churches that would be willing to take half a week. So right now, we've had St. John's Episcopal, First Presbyterian, First Christian, University Church of Christ, and First Methodist Church all sign up to get January covered. So we're looking for other churches or civic organizations, or you know, a group perhaps from Murray State University or some of our other larger organizations in town or employers who'd be willing to help us keep the center open for another couple of weeks.
Am I intuiting that this is a center for adults only?
No. So while we typically wind up serving adults rather than children, simply because we have a homeless shelter in the form of the Gentry House that mm-hmm. will take families with kids, we've had families with kids come and stay. Typically, those individuals don't have to stay for more than one night because once they get to town, you know, Murray and Callaway County are really good about making sure that kids have a place to stay at night. And so whether it's through the Gentry House or the work of the Family Resource Centers in the Murray and Callaway County school systems or through concerned individuals in the community, if you're a family with kids, we can usually find you some way to transition out of the warming center and into something more stable. So typically, our typical guest is an adult, but we are open to folks of all ages.
Reverend Matt Bradley of St. John's Episcopal Church is talking about the warming center hosted by the church. And would you do the honors and give the number for contacting to help volunteer for hosting?
Absolutely. If you'd like to volunteer either as an individual or as a representative of an organization, the number you want to call is at University Church of Christ. It's area code 270-753-1881. And they can put you in touch with me or Charlie Basil, who's the pastor there, will be glad to give you some more information. You can also get me by email. It's mbradleytu@gmail.com. And if you email me, I'm happy to – I have a document, a digital document that has all of the shift responsibilities and all the details of what someone would need to know in order to volunteer. So it's basically an orientation in a text document.
Excellent. Thanks for being here today.
Sure thing. Thank you, Kate.
We're Murray State's WKMS, inviting you to join our membership at WKMS.org anytime.